This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in and whether they can help you because they are full-service. You can call anytime for a free consult, and you need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments as well as podcasts. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Pin Chasers is also a longtime supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and my podcasts. I'm sure Anthony Peroni and the Pin Chasers family are looking forward to reopening as soon as they can, with all three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve and entertain all of you and give you something fun to do. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Thank you, Pin Chasers. Follow pinchasers.net or follow them on Facebook for more details about what is hopefully to come. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you need golf information, the specific email for golf is toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I encourage you to follow me on social media. On Instagram, @ToddWright2020, or on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Anybody else get a little annoyed, more than a little? Someone asks to friend you on Facebook, and you say yes. And then their next move is to ask you to like some additional page. Isn't one page enough? Tell me all I need to know about you on the page I just friended. Stop asking me to like an additional page. Just one opinion. I'm pretty sure I don't have it alone. I don't like a second page. You want to friend me? You got it. If you immediately ask me to like a second page, we're done here. I want to acknowledge what has been going on as we head into the eighth week without live sports. And as much as the National Football League draft was something new, it wasn't a live sporting event. There was nobody actually playing. There was no real score that we could keep. Some say, well, you can grade the draft. I actually think I should start going back like 5-4 years and grading drafts, because that's when you can do it accurately. And as much as I enjoyed watching some of it, other than roughly every other pick being told immediately who was someone close to them that died, that to me ruins the draft coverage. That's not part of why we watch. It's not part of why teams select the player. But I covered that in the previous Toddcast. So we're going on 8 weeks, and we're just about done with April. And specifically in the state I live in, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has put together a task force and are asking for public feedback on the reopening of the state of Florida. Roughly 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was asked for public feedback on the curfew that had just been instituted in Hillsborough County, and I was asked for that feedback by my sheriff, Chad Cronister. I took the time to offer him my feedback, speaking against the curfew. And I'm sure it wasn't due to my feedback, but certainly my feedback did not hurt, that Sheriff Chad Cronister jumped on a Zoom call or whatever equivalent with the mayor and the county commissioners within 48 hours of the curfew going into effect, 48 to 72, wouldn't even let him take roll, and said, this curfew needs to go, and it needs to go now. And sure enough, the county commissioners listened to Sheriff Chad, and the curfew was gone with an 8-0 vote, despite less than 72 hours earlier being voted to be implemented 5-3. So Governor DeSantis is looking for public comments about the reopening of the state of Florida. I gave Sheriff Chronister my feedback. I'm giving the governor my feedback as well. Here's what I wrote him. First, I'd like to thank Governor DeSantis and his staff for their tireless efforts in the last 2 months. This is not what any of you signed up to do, and I understand that more than most of my fellow Florida residents. I respect the job that has been done and get irritated by those both inside and outside our state who criticize it. Let me also say that Sheriff Chad Chronister here in Hillsborough County impressed me with his logic and leadership in these times, as he made a very rapid and strong move to convince the Hillsborough County Commission that their initial vote for a curfew was the wrong move, and he led the charge to rescind it roughly 48 hours later. Personally, I'd like to thank the governor and his staff for recognizing that golf is a safe activity, keeping it open and essential the last 2 months. I have played every day, promoted area golf courses that are open to my social media followers, and seen the necessary changes to help keep golfers safe from the virus in what is clearly a non-contact sport without a reason to gather in groups of more than four at a time anyway. I encourage Governor DeSantis to move quickly to reopen restaurants and other businesses where social distancing can be maintained, opening the dining rooms of these restaurants to say 50% capacity, as well as stores and businesses that can do the same thing, is the right thing to do at this time. It gets thousands of people back to work and will create a positive energy in the state of Florida that people are resuming, quote, normal life. Sure, it is sensible to not expect Busch Gardens, Disney World, Universal Studios, Hard Rock Casinos in Tampa and Hollywood, as well as stadiums and arenas for sporting events and concerts, to not open for at least another month. But the public needs the option to get out of their homes, and the economy needs to create jobs. If people are afraid to go out, then it is their right to stay home and continue to shelter in place. But make it their choice, based on their age, health status, and their attitude. We all know from the tangible numbers who is most at risk for death. So encourage those who are not in that small percentage to get Florida moving in the right direction again for the good of all of our residents. Without the ability to test everyone, to test every day, and with no cure or vaccine in sight, the truth is that this virus will continue to exist in our lives until further notice. However, I do not wish to live my life in fear, and I want the opportunity to live responsibly without hiding in my home now that it is obvious we have the necessary health resources to help those who need it going forward. Please open up restaurants, stores, parks, beaches, pools, and continue to encourage the major sporting leagues to come here, as you've done with WWE, UFC, and hopefully to come, maybe the NBA, maybe the NHL, maybe Major League Baseball, to put their product on television as further promotion for our wonderful state. Thank you for being my governor. Thank you for your hard work. Todd Wright. That was my feedback. I thought I'd share it with all of you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call anytime you are in need of legal assistance in the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME. And by my friend Anthony Peroni and all the people at Pin Chasers who are eagerly awaiting the governor's decision to reopen places like bowling alleys, bowling centers, so they can give you something fun to do. All ages, all groups, 7 days a week. Follow pinchasers.net. Follow Pin Chasers on Facebook. Remember, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My social media is toddwright2020 on Instagram. And you are free to friend me on Facebook. Just don't ask me immediately after to like some additional page. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.